Thank you for tuning in today, and I trust you had a weekend in which you met with God and worshiped Him. Those of you listening who have not yet fallen at the feet of Jesus Christ and prayed to God, asking Him for mercy and grace in your life of sin, I urge you to do so now. You do not realize what you're missing by failing to worship God. He is worthy of all our praise and thanksgiving and gratitude. Our lips will praise Him. I know that the city, the town, the place where you live does not honor God, but that should never stop you from pouring out your life for Him. Christ's people are always in the minority, but what a well-loved minority we are. God loves us. He sent His Son Jesus, who died for our sins and rose again from the dead. And now the Holy Spirit lives in us and compels us to worship the living God. Oh yes, God is. And will you bow before Him today in humble adoration? I invite all of you to do so. And one of the myriads of ways we worship Holy God is to meditate on His Word to us in the Bible, and we've been doing just that in Luke chapter 2 as Jesus teaches us all about who God is. And perhaps you will remember from Friday that right now we're looking at what the boy Jesus, in his home and in the temple in Jerusalem, is teaching all of us about parenting God's way. Last week I gave you my 5 lessons from the Lord. We talked about the first 4, and today we'll discuss the 5th. I am not going to take the time to repeat the first 4. If you missed our time together last week, or a day or two here or there, you can always get the podcast. It's free from our flagship station, WEZE, here in Boston. And all you have to do is go to the website 590amtheword.com and click podcast, then God is. You can play any episode you want, anytime, on your computer or phone or tablet, however you want, whenever you want. That will get you all caught up. If you have any trouble doing this or questions, just write to me and I'll give you some advice. I'm like a well-trained dog. Within my own brain, I know nothing about technology and how it works, but I've been trained by the techies to at least navigate how one can get and download these podcasts. So let me know, and I'll try to help. And if I don't know how to help, I'll find out. Again, like that well-trained dog. Okay, now we come to lesson number 5. 5th, the presence of Jesus in their home draws Joseph and Mary to love their children with God's love. I'll repeat that. The presence of Jesus in their home draws Joseph and Mary to love their children with God's love. And let's see this in the biblical text. And because it's Monday, let me reread the whole passage for context. I'm reading now in the Bible at Luke 2, verses 39 through 52. When they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city of Nazareth. The child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. And as they were returning, after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents weren't aware of it, but supposed him to be in the caravan, and went a day's journey, and they began looking for Jesus among their relatives and acquaintances. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. Then after 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard Jesus were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." And Jesus said to them, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand the statement which Jesus made to them. And Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth. And Jesus continued in subjection to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Now, we've spent 2 weeks here, and we'll be here again all this week before we prepare to move on to another passage of Scripture over in Matthew's Gospel. But I hope that you're learning and will continue to learn much from this one live look-in that we have into Christ's life from the age of birth to the age of 30. Indeed, Jesus teaches us to live quiet lives, trusting God to develop intimacy with us in our daily routines. By far, the majority of Christ's human life was spent in total obscurity in Nazareth. He lived a quiet life until his last 3 years Well, you and I also live quiet lives, just taking care of our daily routines. We're not well-known or famous either. And I submit to you that it is in the quiet routines where we have to trust God to develop intimacy with us also. And part of that routine is the nature of the relationship between the boy Jesus and his earthly parents Joseph and Mary. And where do I see in this text that they love Jesus with God's love? I see it in a few ways. First, generally, and without taking the time to go back to specific biblical texts earlier in the gospel, which I have already done, let me reiterate that Joseph and Mary accepted God's will for them to steward Christ's young life. Friends, you love your own children with God's love when you willingly accept His will that you be your child's parent. In our text, Luke 2, his parents took Jesus to Jerusalem, which is exactly what they were supposed to do according to the commands of God. They accepted what God had for them to do. Likewise, if you bring a child into this world, then you are responsible to steward that child's life. And look, let's be honest, parenting is hard. I do not care how sweet and perfect you think Junior is now, you just wait. Sooner or later, he's going to give you some trouble. Either trouble you know about or trouble you're yet to find out about. It's entirely possible to regret having kids. We're being honest here. And you might be so fed up with your sons and daughters that you're ready to withdraw from them and say, "The heck with it. I give up." You feel this isn't what you signed up for. And yet, it has been God's will for you to parent with His love the children He's blessed you with. So then, today, will you accept the Lord's ongoing will for you, and will you seek your heavenly parent in order to better know how to love your kids with the love of God? Second, I see within this passage how Joseph and Mary loved Jesus with God's love by what Luke tells us concerning their reaction to Jesus' response to Mary's valid question. Verses 48 through 51a. I'll reread that. Luke 2, verses 48 through 51a. When they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." And Jesus said to them, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand the statement which Jesus had made to them. And Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth. Highlight, when you can, verse 50. But they did not understand the statement which Jesus had made to them. Oh, I think we need to have a great deal of mercy and compassion here for Joseph and Mary. Here, you and I sit today, and if we are Christian people, then we have the indwelling presence of God through the Holy Spirit living in us. And still, Jesus confuses us sometimes. They did not understand Jesus. Whoa, we can definitely relate to that, can't we? It takes a lifetime to get to know what Jesus means by what he says, and even then we leave this life for the life to come with a whole series of unanswered questions. They did not understand. We do not understand. But also notice verse 51, and Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth. Despite the fact their boy Jesus had confused him, they still take him back with them, climbing down the hill from Jerusalem and traveling all the way back to Nazareth, as they continue to do their best by God's grace to parent Jesus. Here is some important application for you parents. Keep on loving your kids with God's love, especially when you cannot understand them. Jesus was perfect in all ways, and yet he was not understood. Your children are imperfect, sinful in all ways, and likely feel very misunderstood. So for totally different reasons, and I admit there are big differences we're talking about here. The perfect Jesus as contrasted with your imperfect child. Still, you're not going to always understand your sons and daughters. But will you still love them? Rather than treating them in anger and or disdain, could you spend some time composing yourself and say prayer and then re-enter a dialogue with them peacefully? And when you have calmed down, and just say to them, "I want you to know that right now I'm having real trouble understanding you, but I really do love you. And I want to continue to love you and to seek to know what it is that you're trying to express to me. Let's talk this through again. Try that approach and see where it gets you. And then take your kids with you wherever you are going, if they're young, or go with your kids wherever it is they are going if they're older. And by that, I do not necessarily mean physically, with young adults and certainly adult children. I do not want anyone using today's broadcast and podcast as a reason to move in with your son and daughter-in-law, or daughter and son-in-law if you have not been invited to do so. Do not add fuel to the fire using me as your log. What I mean is stick with your kids spiritually, psychologically, and yes, by expressing your love in whatever ways your offspring understand love. Finally, notice verse 51, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart. That's love. I believe Mary loved Jesus with God's love. She loved her son, God's son, deeply. And I think Jesus knew in his flesh that Joseph and Mary loved him. Are you, moms and dads, treasuring your children in your heart? Are they your treasure? You know, they can tell intuitively if you treasure them or not. We are God's treasure, and he loves us with an everlasting love, and we can tell. And the same way God our Father loves us, so too he wants us to love our kids, all of our kids. Whatever lesson Jesus taught his earthly parents, they in turn used to parent well Jesus' younger brothers and sisters. Fifth, the presence of Jesus in their home draws Joseph and Mary to love their children with God's love. Well, I hope you see this in the Bible. Oh, I have more to say, but time is up. But tomorrow is another day, and Lord willing, let's meet back here. Before then, write to me, and I'll send you a free gift. May is the month for mail, and I still need to hear from you. My addresses are given in a sec, so hang on for those and write to me today. If you do so, I'll send this free gift, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow right here on God Is.